I suppose they got the monkey off their back as such, and there's a lot of pressure there, not scoring goals for such a long amount of games and time, obviously. So, obviously, the result wasn't that positive in regards to not getting 3 points against Galway, but second-half performance was a lot better. Obviously, they scored 2 goals, and on the positive side, probably if they had another 10 minutes, they probably would have got an equaliser. So, I suppose that brings a wee bit of confidence back into the squad, hopefully, and then back into a derby match against Sligo Rovers. And again, form will go out to 1-0, so it's a great opportunity for Van Harps to go out tonight and get either a point or 3 points up in Sligo Rovers.
And what has happened in a couple of the recent games is they've been caught very early on. That's something that you don't want to happen tonight at the Showgrounds.
No, absolutely. You're 100% correct. You know, you can't afford to play either home or away and get caught with 2 goals in the first 10 minutes, because you can do all the planning in the world if you're a manager or a coach, but I mean, if that happens, it throws all the plans up in the air. So it makes things very difficult, obviously, and it's always, you know, it's very, very difficult to go and score 3 goals away from home or even 2 sometimes. So I suppose Ollie and the lads will be looking to keep things a bit tighter in the local derby. And as long as the game goes on, there's more pressure on Sligo Rovers to push on and probably to score goals, and hopefully that'll leave gaps at the back, and hopefully the lads with a bit more confidence up front can exploit them spaces and gaps, and hopefully maybe get a goal or two in a counter-attack, similar to probably the performance that they had down in Fen Park against Sligo Rovers, where they defended a bit deep but played very, very well and hit Sligo Rovers in the counter-attack and scored 2 good goals.
But you're going to be missing the likes of Kieran Call tonight and defence, who is suspended. Plus you're missing out on Dave Scully, who's suspended as well. Two vastly experienced players that in a game like this that you want to get something out of, that they will be badly missed.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you've one of your attacking options gone, and you've probably, you know, you're the fullback. Kieran has been playing reasonably well of late. So, but I mean, the squad's big enough. There's players there to come back in. Obviously, Damien Minolti came back in last week, which was an added bonus. It's no coincidence that the form has dipped since he's been out. So hopefully he'll be the catalyst that drives him forward from now on, you know. And obviously one of the lads will step back in again. But there's lads there that come in and play in left full position. So I don't foresee that being too much of a problem. And obviously there's Corrin coming in and play up front, and Rory Keaton got off the mark last week, which is a positive. So I mean, Dave Scully is a big physical presence, but there's players that can come in and do as good a job as him.
This could be a pivotal week, so it could, Declan, because if they can get something, a point or even a one tonight out of Sligo Rovers, it makes the game against Bray a huge match, because if that's something they can get points, or if that's a game they can get something out of as well, it could be that turning point. It could be the turning couple of days that they need.
Yeah, I suppose we went a long time without getting any points on the board, so it's important to rectify that and get some points on the board as soon as possible. It's our last game in hand, so it'd be great to get a point or 3 points to bring it into to the home match against Bray. And now, listen, that'll not be easy, because Bray are probably in the form of their lives, and outside of the top two, probably in the best form in the league, so it's going to be a difficult home match for them, but for us, should I say. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we need to get points on the board as soon as possible. And as you say, sooner or later, you suspect that somebody's going to win games down there. So I mean, Wexford probably are looking to get points on the board, same as ourselves. So it's important to get the points ahead of them, and the game in hand as an ideal opportunity to do so.
Just on a note on another game, finally, Declan, tonight, Derry City taking on Dundalk. Derry coming from 2-0 down at the weekend to force this replay in the Cup semi-final. It's a great opportunity for Derry to get back into a Cup final, but they have to try and exploit this fixture build-up now and all the things that's happening around Oriel Park at the moment, and try and grab whatever advantage there is now with the build-up of games that Dundalk's having.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching the game. It was a great performance by Derry. Not many teams have went up to Oriel Park this season and come from 2 goals behind to go on and get a draw, and I mean, obviously bring it back to Derry City. So it's great for them, obviously, a home game. It's the games they want to be involved in. Obviously, Derry have got an exceptional record in the Cups and getting the Cup finals and winning the FAI Cup. So I mean, they'll be looking at this as a perfect opportunity. Obviously, there's no pressure on them. No one probably expects them to win the game, because Dundalk are hot favourites. Dundalk have a lot of games played in the last while, and you know, I know they shuffled a few of the players around, and lads came in the last day up in Oriel Park. But you know, depending on what attitude Kenny takes for the match in regards to what squad he picks, if he picks his full squad, which I don't think he will because they're playing a game on Thursday night, I think so. It's going to be I think it's Thursday night again, whatever game coming, maybe Friday, so they've played a lot of games. But, great opportunity for them. Full house, nothing better than playing Dundalk on your home ground. I suppose on the negative side is the last time Dundalk went up there, they won 5-0 in the league, so... If it's out a strong team, Dundalk are more than capable of going up there and getting the victory. So, a big game for both clubs, obviously, and Derry will be looking to roll over, I suppose, the league champions and the cup champions as well.